Thanks again for listening, and join us in building up the kingdom by sharing Pod Apostle with a friend.
In the gospel tonight, we hear Jesus mention a concept a couple of times. He talks about his hour. Did you hear that? My hour. My hour. And it is a theme that comes up over and over again in the Gospel of John. Amen, amen, I say to you. Let's see, what did he say? He said, unless the grain of wheat falls to the ground, it remains just green. Whoever loves his life will lose it, etc., etc. I'm troubled now. What should I say? Father, save me from this hour. The first time Jesus mentions the hour is at the wedding feast of Cana. At the wedding feast of Cana, there's a conversation that happens where Mary, his mother, is invited to this wedding with Jesus. And she comes to him and says, hey, son, they've run out of wine. And Jesus says to Mary, what does this have to do with you and me? My hour has not yet come. Now, the hour that Jesus is speaking of is not 60 minutes. The hour is an event. And the event that he's anticipating from the very beginning of the gospel is his suffering and his death, the hour of his passion. So he tells Mary, my hour has not yet come. But between Mary and him, the process of his revelation to the world, which is ultimately going to culminate in his rejection, his persecution, his passion, and death, that the clock starts ticking, if you will, at the wedding feast of Cana. And now it's coming to a head in the gospel today. Jesus can see very clearly that the hour is at hand. And next Sunday, what gospel are we going to read? Anybody know what gospel we're going to read next Sunday? Next Sunday is Palm Sunday, and we're going to read the Passion. And that's the hour that our Lord is talking about. I said from the chair at the beginning of Mass that Jeremiah, the prophet Jeremiah, speaking on behalf of God, tells us about a new covenant, a new covenant that God is going to make with the nation of Israel, with the house of Judah and the house of Israel. A new covenant is going to be made. What is a covenant anyway? A covenant is like a contract, but it's much more than a contract. A contract makes business partners. A covenant makes family, okay? So a covenant is the way that God extends his family. And Jesus has called us into a covenant relationship with God. We are here tonight. I could ask you, I suppose, why are you here tonight? And you could give me a variety of reasons. But as I have told you before, and I tell you again, the principal reason that we are here tonight is to renew our covenant with God, to renew our sacred family bond through Jesus Christ with our Father. Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you. Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. A covenant is an agreement sealed with an oath that forms a new sacred family relationship. In the Old Testament, there were a number of covenants. We went through a series of covenants with different people and different groups in the Old Testament. The first covenant was made between God and Adam and Eve. And what happened to that covenant? It was broken. okay? They broke the covenant, they ate the fruit, they fell from grace, and there were these curses that came with their rejection of God in the covenant with God. So, did God abandon humanity? No. He made a new covenant, or we should say he renewed the covenant with them through a person named Abraham, right? No, Noah. Noah came next. So he had the covenant with Noah. He flooded the world, started all over, got Noah going good again. Did that work out? Nope, fell apart again. After Noah came Abraham. After Abraham, yet another covenant with Moses. After Moses, yet another covenant with King David. And in every case, the covenant is broken. Humanity falls further away from God. But then the prophet Jeremiah comes and he envisions a time when there will be a new covenant, radically new, and it will be forever new. It will be the new and eternal covenant. And guess what we're here tonight to do? To participate and to renew the new and eternal covenant with God. You know something? If you're honest with yourself and you have a little bit of self-knowledge, if you're honest with yourself and you have a little bit of self-knowledge, you will know that you want to belong to an eternal family. See, there is a longing in the human heart for the eternal embrace. And we live in a world that is unfortunately radically broken, and people don't even have family that's earthly. I'll tell you a story. It's a true story. It's a sad story. It's a story that I'll never forget, and I don't really want to forget. There was a young man, just a little boy, 6 or 7 years old. He was abandoned by his father. He was being raised by his mom. His mom got into this kind of trouble or that kind of trouble, and ultimately she died. So he's an orphan. He's an orphan, and he goes from family to family. He's in foster care, right? Family to family to family. And he looks at me one day, and he says to me something. He says, "I just want to belong to a family. I just want to belong." I mean, at 7 years old, he knows that. Jesus Christ comes to draw us into the family of God. And he does that by way of a covenant. Now, all of these covenants of the Old Testament, where God is drawing the human family in, and the human family from Adam and to Noah to Abraham to David, all of these covenants are broken. And every covenant brings with it some curse, some consequence, we might say. All of the covenants have consequences when they're broken. And so, when Jesus arrives on the scene, he is going to take upon himself all of the curses and all of the consequences of all of the broken promises of humanity throughout history. And when he takes all of those consequences upon himself, what do we call that? That's the hour. That's the hour that he's been anticipating the whole time. And all of the consequences, all the way back to Adam and Eve. If you know your story of Adam and Eve, you'll remember this. When Adam and Eve fell from grace, one of the consequences for Adam was farming what was easy for him. But after the fall, farming became difficult. It became toil and work. And the earth, instead of giving forth its fruits and its plants, gave forth naturally what? Thorns and thistles. Remember that? And it would be by the sweat of his brow in the garden now that he would work by the sweat of his brow, and it would always be toil and it would be difficult. And so Jesus finds himself in a garden, right? And what is the sweat that comes from his brow in the Garden of Gethsemane? Blood. And what kind of crown is weaved for him? Those very thorns that the earth gave. And so Jesus is taking on the consequences. And you don't have time, and I don't have time. You don't want me to have time to go through all of the consequences of all of the covenants that were broken. But you have to trust me when I tell you, they all had consequences, and Jesus suffered the consequences of those. But one other one was that the person who breaks this covenant, and I can't remember which one it was. It was either David or Abraham, would hang from a tree. The consequences of breaking this covenant will be hanging from a tree. And what was the tree that Jesus hung from? The cross. That you break the covenant and you become sin. And it says Jesus became sin. That the sin of the world was manifested in Jesus through his suffering and death. And so why did he do that? He did that so that he could establish a new covenant in his blood. You know, we all want to belong. You know, we live in a world now where we got a problem with gangs. You know what I mean by gang? Gang bangers, gangs, gangs and drugs, gangs and crime, gangs and drugs. We got a problem with that, right? Big cities overrun in different areas with gangs. Why? Why? What are the sociologists and the psychologists that study these problems? Because that has become a surrogate, what, for them? Family. Because we all have to belong. And so Jesus comes to offer us this covenant relationship with God and teaches us to call God our Father. And so this is what we're here tonight to renew. You know, speaking of psychologists and sociologists, you know, since I was a young man, in the last 30 or 40 years, there's been an explosion in the Western world and in the United States, and you've all seen it, more and more and more young people and not so young people, well, they'll feel compelled to get a tattoo. Why are they compelled to get a tattoo? What's going on? What's changed in the world? Why do people feel that compulsion? Why do people feel drawn to that? Well, if you listen to the psychologists and the sociologists and stuff, it's the permanence of it. So many people live in a world where so many relationships are just, what, here today and gone tomorrow. And so there's this longing for something permanent, something stable. And so instead of having that emotionally and having that interiorly, they have that in the flesh or on the flesh. But I'm here to tell you that our Lord Jesus Christ invites you to a new and what kind of covenant? Eternal covenant. Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood. This is the fruit of my passion. This is the hour that I came to suffer for you. Take this, all of you, and drink from it. This is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me. What is a covenant? An agreement sealed with an oath that forms a new sacred family relationship. Why are you here tonight? You are here tonight to renew the eternal covenant between yourself and Almighty God. This is our family meal. This is our family gathering. We come together to call out together our Father as we are brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. So tonight, take seriously this hour, your hour, to renew your covenant with God.